Hello, everybody. How are you doing? It's Meredith here with BU, Handcrafted by God. Oh, my goodness. Where has time gone? I've been thinking about this podcast and kept saying, you know, I got to do a podcast, need to get a podcast out. And hello, the last podcast, I think, was in January. Time has gone by. What in the heck? 6 months almost. Is that right? January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So in the light of that, let me get my words together. We are going to talk about Matthew 25, verse 21 today. It is a scripture in the Bible that talks about being faithful. You know, it isn't just about success. It's about trust. You know, when God gives us something, what are we going to do with what God gave us? Even if no one sees it, no one hears it, no one buys it. We oftentimes produce things, put things out, and really, obviously, we're going to do it with the hopes that someone will listen to this podcast, that someone will buy my journals, buy my book, buy my devotion, or those types of things, or things that I sell in my business. But the reality, too, is, you know, if God calls you to it, there's a reason, and you got to keep pursuing it, keep doing it. And sooner or later, you know, your breakthrough is going to come. You know, I've got my notes here. You know, we really don't have to be more faithful. We just need to be faithful with what we don't need more to be faithful. We need to be faithful with what we already have. You know, Matthew 25:21, it says, the Lord said to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were faithful in only a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." You know, the context for the scripture in the parable in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, Jesus tells the story of a master who entrusted three servants with talents, a form of money, but symbolically, it was representing time, gifts, opportunities, and responsibilities, right? One servant, he gave five talents. The other received two talents. One received one talent, each according to their ability. And the master later then returns to see what they've done with what they've been given. The first two servants, they invested and multiplied their talents. The third, he hid his out of fear and insecurity. How many times do we not press through and do what God has called us to do out of fear and insecurity? You know, when I wrote my book, if you're listening and you follow me, if you have not, I wrote a book and released that in January. It's called Hey Beautiful. Yes, I'm talking to you. It is geared toward the audience of women on purpose and identity and beauty and worth. And God spoke that to my heart in 2019. I was actually riding on the back of my husband's motorcycle, and I saw the title of the book flash across the hills, and I thought, are you crazy, God? Like, I barely graduated high school, but the Lord said, you know, I'm going to walk you through this process, and it is something that's on the inside of you that I want to get on the outside. But because of, you know, fear and because of insecurity in my ability, right? It took me a while to process all of those thoughts and to be able to break through and pursue what God had called me to do, because the reality was I had to put that fear and that insecurity in the hand of the Lord and then partner with him to walk me through and help me do it. And it was a pretty incredible journey and still is. I'm actually writing my second book now, so that's really cool. But Jesus speaks, you know, the words to the servants who multiplied what they were given. You know, when God told me about that book, not only did I write a book, but I now have a catalog. So my whole catalog of journals and a devotional, it's about 18 of them now, I believe. And so when Jesus speaks to his servants who multiplied what they were given, he says, well done. That well done there, he affirmed them and approved them. Good and faithful, right? Your character matters more than results. Are we good and faithful with what God has called us to do, right? Even if it's over a few things, faithful over the few, even the small things, they matter to God. Oftentimes, we don't pursue what God has for us because we think if there's only five people or 10 people or not a crowded room, then you know, it's not God. But the reality is true in what the word says. Be faithful over those few. You know, people often think that a crowded room is success, and that's not what success is. Success is being obedient to what the Father has put in your hands to do, right? And so ruler over many, that part there in the scripture, that's a reward that says greater responsibility and trust. He can give you more now that you were faithful with what he's called you to. Now enter into the joy of the Lord. Intimacy with the master is the ultimate reward, right? Some of the key things in this context, you know, faithfulness is measured by stewardship, not comparison. I am the only one with my fingerprint. I am the only one with the sound of this voice, right? I am the only one in this body. And what I do according to what God has asked me to do, I need to do it according to be obedient to the Father. Each of us, as servants of the Lord, we have a different amount of things to do, but we have the same opportunity to be faithful. The 5-talent and the 2-talent servants, they both receive the same reward. God isn't comparing your portion to someone else's, right? Number 2, God rewards responsibility with more responsibility. Oftentimes, people think that ministry is being on a platform. Quite the contrary, ministry is service. Whatever we are to do unto the Lord. And God rewards responsibility with more responsibility. Promotion in the kingdom isn't about status, right? It's about a deeper trust and the partnership with God. Fear, number 3, fear will lead us to disobedience. Remember, I spoke that in 2009, God spoke that book to my heart, but because I was afraid that no one would buy that book, I was afraid that I wouldn't know what to say. And fear leads to disobedience. So it took me a few years to work out that process. You know, the third servant there in the context that he buried the gift out of fear and was judged, not for what he didn't have, but for not using what he did have, right? Number 4, the joy of the Lord is access. It's intimacy. It's shared authority. To enter into the joy of the Lord is to step into the presence, to step into his purpose, to step into his eternal reward. You know, Matthew 25:21, it's not just about success. It's about trust. You know, I want to ask you, will you do something with, you know, what God gave you, even if no one else sees it? You don't need more to be faithful. You need to be faithful in what you have. Like I said, I actually just shared this with a friend of mine, you know, where they were posting on their social media. They've just recently released a devotional. And, you know, support me as I have supported you. And unfortunately, it just kind of doesn't work that way. You can't expect someone else to be how you are with what you're producing. You know, God is watching the little things that we do. Obedience in the small assignments, they're not small to God. Okay. Be faithful in what he's asking you to do. Faithfulness is measured with consistency than by size, you know, and recognize even myself with this podcast, I did not realize that 6 months or 5 months had gone by without even doing a podcast, you know, and I love these. I love being able, one of my greatest joys is to be able to put resources in your hand, whether they're a journal, a book, you know, a podcast, something that makes you think deeper about who you are, about whose you are, about your assignment in the earth, because each and every one of us has a purpose. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Luke 16:10 says, whoever can be trusted with the very little can be trusted with much, right? How do you respond with the unseen tasks, the things that you're showing up time with, you're honoring people, you're managing your money, your emotions, right? That all is factored into your spiritual promotion. There's little seasons that shape us as leaders. The waiting, the obscurity, the small beginnings, they're all a part of the process, not a punishment. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise these small beginnings. Character is built when no one's clapping. And we should never, ever live for the clapping of people anyhow. Because when the When the applause stop, what are you going to do? Are you showing up in excellence when no one's watching, right? More, it's not about status. More is not about status. It's always about stewardship. God doesn't promote for status. He promotes for kingdom impact. Everything we do, my friend, should be for the purpose of kingdom impact. The reward for faithfulness is more responsibility, not a break. If you want more, be ready to carry more. Are you asking God for more, but rejecting what you already have in your hands? That's a great question. So many people are like, God, where are you? You haven't spoke to me. Well, what have you done with the last thing he asked you to do, right? If you feel like your life's not moving forward, go back and ask him, what have I not done with what you've asked me to do? Faithfulness isn't flashy. It's fruitful. Culture celebrates results, but heaven celebrates obedience, okay? Your yes in the small things, they have internal weight. Don't wait for a platform. Your faithfulness is your ministry. What are you doing when no one else is watching, right? Here's a little tip. Journal one area of your life that you've been faithful, but haven't seen the more yet. Pray into it and ask God what he's developing in you, right? There's always a process. Promotion comes from God, not people. Psalm 75:6-7. Promotion comes neither from east or the west, but God is the judge. Be faithful even when you feel overlooked, because trust me, honey, God sees it all. When it's God's timing, no one can stop your elevation, all right? So I'm going to wrap up with this, because you know I like to keep these short, impactful, to the point. Here's my closing encouragement for you, all right? Stay steady. Stay surrendered. Stay faithful. The little that you're stewarding right now is preparing you for much. God is watching, not to qualify you, but to position you. So here's your call to action, all right? What area in your life have you been tempted to neglect because it feels so small? How can you show up with more intentionality this week? And do me a favor. Share this episode with someone who's waiting for the more, but might just need to reframe how they see the little. All right. God bless you, my friends. And hey, it's so good to be back in the rhythm of talking to you. So do me a favor. Have an absolute best week, because truly your best is yet to come. I'll talk to you now. I'll talk to you. Well, I'm talking to you now, but I'll talk to you later. Okay. So bye for now. Take good care. Chat soon.